with a $5 meal deal with new McValue. You pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
Hey, Mama, you don't have time to be messing around endlessly scrolling to find a caregiver for your child. Let me clue you in to my trick to save time and my sanity when finding a sitter. SitterCity.com. SitterCity knows what they're doing. They've been helping busy parents find the perfect sitter for over 20 years. While other sites overwhelm you by throwing hundreds of random profiles your way, SitterCity matches you with caregivers who actually fit your needs. No endless scrolling, no guesswork. I love that all caregivers undergo ID verification. They have background checks, specialized qualifications, and real parent reviews to know if they showed up on time or really know how to handle my sassy toddler. And if I need help, I can talk to a real live human, not a robot, with SitterCity's delightful team. You know, my employer pays for me to get SitterCity completely free as part of my benefits. Yours could too. SitterCity is my go-to for a smarter, simpler way to find reliable, trustworthy care. Don't wait. Go to SitterCity.com/XX and get the help you need.
This is a true crime in real time update from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
It's a story with more twists and turns than anyone might have imagined. At the center of it all is Sean Diddy Combs, music mogul, businessman, and now defendant. In a series of lawsuits that seem to grow with each passing month, for decades, Diddy has been known for his meteoric rise in the entertainment industry, creating hits, amassing wealth, and becoming one of the most recognizable names in pop culture. But beneath the glamorous veneer, a series of allegations have emerged, pulling others into the web of accusations surrounding him. As the legal battles unfold, the lawsuits have started to name those who may have helped facilitate or even participated in the alleged abuse. The accusations are damning: claims of sexual assault, trafficking, coercion. And each new name adds another layer to the already sprawling narrative. Aaron Hall. You might remember him, once part of the group Guy. He was a force in the New Jack Swing movement. Hall's smooth vocals and hit records made him a mainstay on the R&B charts. But his connection to this story is anything but harmonious. In a lawsuit filed by Liza Gardner, Hall is allegedly accused of raping her and another unnamed friend in 1990. Gardner was just 16 years old at the time, a minor by all accounts, when she says she was invited to a party hosted by Diddy and Hall. The details of that night, according to Gardner, are haunting. She alleges that she and her friend were provided with alcohol and marijuana before being taken to Hall's apartment in New Jersey, where the assault allegedly took place. Gardner's lawsuit doesn't stop with just the act itself. It points to the broader environment of the music industry at the time, alleging that others, including industry professionals, witnessed the assault but did nothing to stop it. Hall has remained silent on the allegations, leaving the claims unanswered, at least for now. But in the world of lawsuits, silence can sometimes be deafening. Then, there's Harve Pierre. For years, Pierre was one of Diddy's closest confidants, the president of Bad Boy Entertainment, a company that helped define an era in hip-hop. Together, Pierre and Diddy created stars, shaped the sound of a generation, and built an empire. But the lawsuit filed in December 2023 casts Pierre in a new light. An unnamed woman has allegedly accused him of trafficking and gang raping her when she was 17 years old. She says she met Pierre at a lounge in Michigan in 2003, and that what began as a chance encounter quickly spiraled into a nightmare. The lawsuit alleges that after the initial assault, Pierre called Diddy, who allegedly persuaded the underage victim to board a private jet bound for New Jersey. What happened next, according to the lawsuit, was a scene out of a horror story: drugs, alcohol, and ultimately a gang rape allegedly involving Pierre, Diddy, and several other men at Diddy's recording studio. Pierre, for his part, has denied the allegations, issuing a statement through TMZ, but denial doesn't stop a lawsuit from moving forward, and the questions about Pierre's role in enabling a culture of alleged abuse continue to loom large. Christina Coram. She's not a name you might recognize from the front pages or the gossip columns, but her role behind the scenes was vital. As Diddy's chief of staff, she was responsible for overseeing operations, managing his day-to-day activities, and, if the lawsuits are to be believed, facilitating much more than business. In a lawsuit filed by Rodney Lil Rod Jones, Corum is allegedly accused of enabling Diddy's alleged abuses. Jones claims that Corum regularly solicited drugs and sex workers for Diddy and his associates. But the allegations don't stop there. Corum is also allegedly accused of helping to groom Jones himself for alleged sexual exploitation. According to the lawsuit, Corum allegedly forced Jones to carry drugs for Diddy and arranged for him to hire sex workers for the mogul. Another lawsuit filed in September 2024 tells a similar story, this time from the perspective of an unnamed woman. She alleges that Corum paid for her travel, ensuring she could perform for Diddy, even going so far as to send drivers to her home before she had agreed to travel, making her feel as though she had no choice. Corum hasn't responded to the allegations publicly, and her role in these lawsuits paints a picture of someone deeply embedded in Diddy's empire, making it all the more difficult to separate the man from the machine. And then, there's Cuba Gooding Jr. Once a beloved actor, known for roles that earned him critical acclaim and even an Oscar, Gooding's legal troubles have been making headlines for years. In 2022, he pled guilty to forcibly touching a woman, and in 2023, he settled a civil sexual abuse case. But his name has surfaced again, this time in connection to the allegations against Diddy. In an amendment to Rodney Lil Rod Jones' lawsuit, Gooding is allegedly accused of groping and fondling Jones while aboard Diddy's yacht. Gooding has denied the allegations, calling them ridiculous, in an interview with Extra TV. He shrugged off the claim, saying, "Welcome to being a celebrity. Welcome to my world." But the allegations linger, adding another dimension to an already complicated case. And what about Diddy's own sons? Justin Dior Combs and Christian Combs, both part of Diddy's legacy, are now implicated in the lawsuits as well. Rodney Lil Rod Jones has allegedly claimed that both sons were involved in illegal activities at parties hosted by their father. He alleges that the brothers solicited sex workers, laced women's drinks, and admitted underage girls to these parties. Jones further alleges that he witnessed Christian Combs allegedly drug and assault a woman during one such event. Christian is also part of a separate lawsuit filed in April by Grace Omar Kay, who alleges he assaulted her aboard a yacht owned by Diddy. Both brothers have denied the allegations, but their inclusion in the lawsuits raises serious questions about the culture within the Combs family. Could it be that the behavior Diddy is allegedly accused of was passed down, or at least normalized within his own household? The allegations against Jacob Araboff, better known as Jacob the Jeweler, bring yet another high-profile figure into the mix. Araboff, the founder and chairman of the luxury jewelry company Jacob & Co., has long been associated with celebrities, athletes, and musicians, including Diddy. But in a lawsuit filed by Adria English, Araboff is allegedly accused of something far more sinister than selling watches and diamonds. English alleges that Araboff was one of the guests at Diddy's infamous white parties, where she was allegedly forced to engage in sexual acts against her will. The lawsuit alleges that Araboff coerced English into having intercourse with him, and she believes there are secret recordings of the alleged assault that were made at Diddy's home. Araboff has not responded to the allegations, and his company has not commented on the lawsuit, but his involvement adds yet another layer to the complex web of accusations surrounding Diddy's parties and the alleged behavior that allegedly took place behind closed doors. Joseph Big Joe Sherman, Diddy's former bodyguard, is another name that has emerged in the lawsuits. According to Thalia Graves, Sherman played a key role in the alleged assault she allegedly endured at the hands of Diddy and his associates in 2001. Graves alleges that she was lured to a recording studio by Diddy and Sherman, where they gave her a drink she believes was drugged. After losing consciousness, Graves says she awoke to find herself bound and restrained, with both Diddy and Sherman allegedly taking turns raping her. Sherman is also allegedly accused of continuing to assault Graves after she allegedly attempted to escape, slamming her head into a pool table and slapping her until she lost consciousness multiple times. Sherman has denied the allegations, stating that he no longer worked for Bad Boy Entertainment in 2001 and had never met Graves. But the detailed account of the alleged assault raises serious questions about Sherman's role in Diddy's world and how far the alleged abuses extended. And finally, there's Devante Swing, a member of the R&B group Jodeci. Swing's name has come up in connection to Liza Gardner's lawsuit. Gardner alleges that Swing was complicit in her alleged rape by Diddy in 1990. According to Gardner, Swing allegedly invited her to New Jersey, provided her with alcohol and marijuana, and was present in the room while Diddy allegedly assaulted her. Gardner's friend, Monica Case, has also filed a sworn declaration corroborating Gardner's account, stating that Swing was allegedly in the room, watching as the assault took place. Swing has not responded to these allegations, but his involvement only adds to the growing list of names connected to Diddy's alleged behavior. As these lawsuits make their way through the courts, the allegations against Diddy and those in his orbit continue to mount. Each new name, each new accusation adds another layer to the complex web of abuse, power, and coercion that is now at the center of this high-profile case. What was once the glitzy world of hip-hop and entertainment has now been laid bare, revealing the darker side of an industry where power and influence can, allegedly, enable and protect the worst kinds of behavior. Now, this story will end as anyone's guess, but for the accusers, this is just the beginning of their fight for justice.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, How to Best Kill Somebody with a Knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.